Let's wing it from Studio B. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
You're good. I'm also good.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Yeah, yeah. Nice to see you.
Yeah.
Got a little pep in your step today.
Yeah.
I can see it. Yeah, yeah. Two peps.
Yeah, you bet.
Good
yeah,
for
yeah,
us. Yeah,
that's
man.
Great.
Yeah. Been a good week.
Has it?
It's been a good week. Yeah, it's been an absolute...
Lies!
No, I've
no,
enjoyed yeah. most all of this week. It's been really nice. Enjoyed some sports this week, which is... Well, no, that's not rare for me. I enjoy sports nearly every single day. It's a... If it's not real sports, I'm watching the Ocho. I'm watching anything I can. Yeah. Let's see. I got five things.
Okay.
I've got... And we'll list them, and you tell me which one you would like to, which makes you the most excited, but I can guess. Brewers, Bucks, Badgers, Packers, Vikings.
Maybe.
You want to talk?
We'll start at the top and then just work our way down. And
fair.
We'll end on a good note.
Yeah. It'd be funnier if it wasn't true. I 100%. Yeah. In not terrible news. The Brewers signed got themselves a new manager.
Good for you.
It is good. I like.
Did it cost them $8 million?
It did not. It definitely cost them less than that. They got the name of their new manager is Pat Murphy. Pat Murphy was the bench coach for the Brewers since 2016. He's been the bench coach. Craig Counsell brought him over. I believe he was the coach at Notre Dame. He's in a yeah. Thank you. Every time.
I'm going to do that for every time you get baseball.
Yeah, for a second there, I was like, do you hear that? Oh, I do hear that. Yeah. And, so he's a baseball man. He's a old school baseball man. He's 64 years old. This is his first managerial. You say oof, but...
I suppose.
Dusty Baker just won a World Series and then retired. Old baseball managers are not like old football guys or old basketball coaches. The logistics of baseball have never changed. And... Their assistant coach is Ricky Weeks.
So originally, I thought I saw a story that last year to bring in Ricky Weeks, they actually created a position for him to come in.
Yeah, he was.
It was a strikeout coach or something like that.
He was, yeah, a hitting general. Essentially a hitting observer.
Okay.
An assistant hitting coordinator, I think they call it, which is kind of like a passing game coordinator in the NFL. I don't know what that is. They show him what a bat is and how to swing it, but. He must have been something as wanted to be a manager. He must have been something of a property because he's now the bench coach, which means you're one firing away from Ricky Weeks as your head coach. But no, it's good news. It's stability on a team that didn't need any real changes. It wasn't the manager. It wasn't a managerial problem. Manager was the most fantastic. Pat Murphy, as he was actually Craig Counsell's college baseball coach.
Oh,
yeah,
interesting.
Right, at Notre Dame, which is how he got his bench coach job under Craig Counsell. So that's exciting, okay. I guess. That is all the Brewers news.
It's news.
It is totally news because there was other names that sounded more exciting, younger, something of interest, but they went old school, and it works for me.
Okay.
Bucks, the Milwaukee Bucks are 6-4, which isn't, we're now at a point where in the season, 10 games in, 6-4 out of an 82 game season. So you're at a spot where you can start looking at numbers. You can start looking at stats. You can start to wonder why exactly. It's Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard has not played exceptionally well.
Yeah, you're going to figure it's going to take a little time for them to mesh though, won't it?
Yes. Yeah.
You know, like any other team, any other sport, it just takes time.
Yes. Yeah. Because his numbers are down. He was a 30-point a game scorer, 30.9 assists. He was big time all the way across the board. He's got it down to about 22 points.
Yeah, but he's also now playing with one of the top
scorers.
Yeah.
So at 6-4, their minutes have been down for guys like Chris Middleton coming off of injury. Jay Crowder. Who was a guy who played at Marquette. He was a guy they traded for last year at the trade deadline. Like, they traded a whole bunch of second-round picks for him. Didn't play. He's hurt. He was playing really well. He's the prototypical in the NBA. You need a guy who's right about 6'7", can guard everybody, passes well, plays defense, rebounds. That was Jay Crowder. He's no longer in the lineup. So you know, you have what you have in the NBA. You're gonna next man up. I don't know who. They'll find somebody else. 6-4. The Raptors are coming up.
It's gonna be figuring it out. It's gonna take a few more.
It is. Until I think we did this last year, the season really doesn't start in the NBA until Christmas at least.
I mean, the in-game tournament's already started, hasn't it?
It has.
What'd they say? They're like looking to like change the color of the courts.
I was watching a game last night. It took me a second to realize I was watching an NBA NBA game because I think it was Oklahoma State and San Antonio, because I was watching Victor Wembanyama and Chet Holmgren, 2 7-foot-2 guys can do everything. Yep. And their court was black with blue
They're trying to kind of get out of the stigma, I think, of, you know, they're trying to gather, I think, a younger audience
at this
point.
It's funny. Call me old school, but I like the parquet floor. I'm a big fan. I'm old enough now where that's retro, isn't it? But it was distracting.
It's like the first time I saw BYU's.
Field. Boise State you're talking about. Bright blue turf. Yes. You know? Yeah. It's hard on the eyes.
Yeah, very much. But I guess, you know, they're trying to be more contemporary, kind of connect with the younger. Sure. You know?
Side note, watching, if you get a chance, Victor Wembanyama. If anybody is an NBA fan or just curious about what a new athlete that. He is. It's really interesting to watch a guy 7'4" and he can touch the rim flat-footed. Yep. He covers the court like a guard. He shoots with confidence from anywhere on the court. It's really interesting to watch a guy at 19 years old.
That's why all the hype and all. You know, there's been very few that had that much hype, and so far he's been going like, that's him.
Yeah, he's that guy in the argument for defensive player of the year.
I suppose
because
can anybody really make a shot on him?
In nerdy stats, he is like leading the league in no one can shoot near him. It's like 25% shoot field goal percentage when he's near you.
Jesus,
In a stat that's it's for a guy who's just new to the league.
19
years old. He's pretty skinny, but man, then the Spurs are on a lot on the ESPN. Watch them. It's fun to watch a guy like that. And Greg Popovich, their coach, is one of the best basketball coaches of all time.
He's one of the most hilarious guys.
He's
honestly,
super
too.
Fun. Yeah. He has that nice like friendly grandpa feel to him, like angry uncle, which is fun too. Like those are all really good.
Angry uncle with like. Corny dad jokes.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I bet he tells really great dad jokes. I'll say, side note on that one. Yeah, anytime you get a chance to watch. The other team that I was – Oklahoma State, the Oklahoma Thunder.
Yeah.
They had that Chet Holmgren. He was a number 2 pick last year.
I think I saw a picture of it today of them doing the jump ball.
He's 7'2" and 210 pounds.
I don't know if the referee could throw it that
hard. Man, 210 pounds at 7'2" is just – he's skinny like I'm skinny, and he is just tall as two of me stacked on top of each other.
I think the only question is going to be durability.
Always with guys like that. The NBA is changing where you don't have a lot of – if you watch a game from the 80s or 90s where guys would just get beat up, you don't have that anymore. There isn't a player in the NBA besides Draymond Green who play in this old school dirty with elbows and cheap shots.
Like the old Pistons.
Yeah, none of that. You guys are trying to help each other from falling real hard.
Usually.
And most of the time, you know. So that was the NBA coverage. The play-in tournament. I was watching. Yeah, that was on again last week. I don't know what that means. But, I mean, the Bucks are on a lot, and it is fun to watch 2 All-Stars. Yep. So they'll be on. We'll talk about them every week for the next Infinity. What else happened?
Badgers?
Badgers in both basketball and football lost.
Okay, good talk.
I'm just trying to find a nice way to say, to phrase a 24-10 loss to Northwestern. Northwestern is bad. Northwestern fired their coach this year.
Indiana was bad too, isn't it? Last year?
Yes. Yeah.
Or last week, I mean?
There's talk of a culture issue within the Wisconsin Badgers.
Oh, good.
I don't know what that means. I think the NIL money maybe has something to do with, but it's a difference between The last year they just ran the ball over and over.
But you
got to
figure it's the first year. A
lot of new recruits, a lot of transfers in and out.
Them not winning is not going to help them.
And not winning, and like I said, Northwestern, they were, I want to say, yeah, they were 5-4 and 5. They had, like I said, they were on their interim coach. To lose 24-10 was just underwhelming. Yeah, you look at the box score. The box score is not terrible. You know, they got Tanner Mordecai back. They threw for 255 yards. They didn't throw any interceptions.
They can't run either because their main guys are gone.
Correct. Their best two running back, Braylon Allen was back. He had 3 carries for 3 yards. That when your best two players.
Sound like the New York Jets.
I mean, yeah. You're 17, seven, they had 24 rushes for 86 yards, which is about half the amount of rushes they normally have. And their defense didn't create any turnovers and nothing good happened, and they lost to a terrible, terrible team.
There's a lot of changes going to happen. I mean, you're walking in the footsteps of Barry Alvarez, no matter what you're looking at.
That's true. Even though Barry Alvarez hasn't been around for 20 years,
polarizing of a guy, and your AD, and you know, it was in Barry's image. Yeah. You know,
offensive and defensive linemen, and all the coaches that have been there in the last 20 years, besides this year.
Yeah.
We're old school football guys. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right. They got 2 more games left in the regular season, and now we are entering a stage of their season where they need to win for bowl eligibility. Right. We moved from a chance to get to the Big Ten championship game with some wins to needing to beat Nebraska and or Minnesota to make some Pinstripes bowl game or
Tostitos bowl.
something that sends us to Florida or Arizona or California for a couple of days. Holiday Bowl would be cool. They got Nebraska coming up, and I got nothing. Just like Northwestern, they should beat Nebraska. Nebraska's been really bad. They're 5-5, but Nebraska, they fired their coach last year. They're on a new coach. This is one of those who's got the better recruits kind of thing. And this whole year when you get new coaches, it's a wash. Nobody's getting fired at the end of this year. Nobody's, you know, no changes are being made. Offensive and defensive coaches are probably safe for another year because you're bringing in your recruits. You're bringing these next couple of years. You're getting your guys, and their recruits seem to be top end when you're looking at who they're bringing in the next couple of years. They're bringing in talent on offense and defense, but
it'll take time.
You'd really like to see a 7-5, 2 more wins to finish out, especially Nebraska's. Like I said, Nebraska's just they're
not what they used to be.
They aren't, which means you should absolutely beat them. And losing to them means a lot more than beating them means anything. And Paul Bunyan's axe is at stake in Minnesota versus. Yeah, we almost had to start over. I'm happy we did that. Wisconsin and Minnesota to finish off the year. That's always a big rivalry game. I'm sure I'm going to watch, and somebody gets to run across. It's at Minnesota this year, so hopefully you get to see Wisconsin sprint across the field and steal that axe back, because the last 2 years, Minnesota has beat Wisconsin, which hasn't happened in a very long time.
You want to talk about some other college, like the firing of Texas A&M's coach?
I mean, because I was just going to say, Wisconsin basketball is 1-2. They beat a nobody, and then they lost to Tennessee and Providence. Disappointing losses because both of those – Wisconsin has the same team they did last year.
I didn't even know college basketball was back then.
We are 3 games in, 1-2. Yeah, they've had 2 games in a week, and they lost both. Both teams were really good, but Wisconsin is supposed to be at early in the season because they haven't changed. They should be better. I expected a win, and they lost by like 20-some. They weren't close in the Tennessee or Providence game. They were like 15 points down and never got any closer than that. So I'm going to only talk about them when they're good and enjoyable to watch, so maybe next week they maybe won't be so terrible. Now tell me about I saw Jimbo Fisher was the head coach for Texas A&M. He got fired, and he wasn't having a terrible year by general terms, but he was having
he's been there for 3 years,
and he got fired. And how much? I think the real fun part is how much money they're going to pay him for firing him.
$76 million contract buyout for firing him.
So
he could do nothing for the rest of his life, really, and not.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he will. Someone will hire him next year.
Right.
They really will. I mean, he's not an elite coach, but he's a good coach.
Oh yeah, no, he'll. If you have an opening in the anything below Texas A&M level, you'd have
like,
to assume
he'd be like one of those guys that comes in and changes their program, and then they let him go.
I mean, that being said, he's an old coach now. He's not a young coach. He was at one point. He's kind of got an Urban Meyer kind of stink to him now, right? Like, you've been fired, you've been let go. You're older. You've maybe it has passed him by.
Yeah,
maybe he's just because he recruits well. I'm sure he does. And also, I have a real, and it's not even sports related at that point, the fact that the state of Texas is going to pay one man $76 million because Texas A&M University made either a bad hire or a bad fire.
Well,
is crazy. It seems like if that, you know, like Wisconsin did that with Jim Leonard. They let him go. There was a buyout of some amount of money, not $76 million.
Yeah, but in Texas? They need one oil rig just to hit
rich. I am very understand, but at $76 million, I do wonder who is paying that out. Is that the general fund? Is that the Texas A&M admission?
You could call it whatever you want. It doesn't matter at this point.
Do they charge like 3% more admission for everybody to pay for Jimbo Fisher?
But really, that much spread out over the next, 3 years, I think it was?
Yeah.
Or is it 6 year? That's a 10 year pro. Yeah, so he's in there for another at least 7 years.
He's going to make $10 million a year for the next 7 years.
Oh, spread that $10 million, considering how much money floats around, especially in Texas.
In college, it's wild to me to think that somebody could when they hired him, it was also, no question he was the right hire.
Yeah, yeah. But with all the TV contracts and all that stuff going on, that $10 million a year. It is
a wash. They write that off, no problem. It's
the Raiders at, because they're still paying Gruden too.
I like that because that's just, yeah. When Mark Davis fired a guy, he had to pull that out of his own pocket. I love that he's like, yeah, it's worth $25 million to get rid of everything.
Whatever the GM that was with Gruden,
Mayock. Mike was his name.
So they fired him.
Yep.
Gruden. And now?
And now McDaniels and the GM that was with him.
Yes.
That's amazing. That's like,
it's well over $100 million.
I mean, it's kind of one of those things when you're rich, you just don't care what you buy. Is that the equivalent? Because I've seen Mark Davis. He looks like a guy
that puts a bowl on top of his head and just cuts around
it. And just risks it. Like, hey, for $50, anybody want to cut my hair?
Yeah.
And that's what he ends up with all the time. And it just seems like, when they say like commitment to excellence or whatever, it seems like a guy like that should be able to
now,
fire an owner.
The thing
right?
is, I mean, well, are you done with, because we could jump into the NFL. We got time.
Keep going. Tell me where.
But the thing is, I like Antonio Pierce.
Oh,
the new head coach.
I watched him on Monday.
Now, unlike a lot of other coaches that kind of just walk, he's legitimately been coaching different parts. Until he retired,
I remember him. He was a Pro Bowl player.
Yep.
Pro Bowl linebacker. Yeah, tackling machine. If I remember, for the Giants,
great.
He played for the Redskins. Yep. He played.
So he knows. He's got that intensity. Mm-hmm. I think that's.
He does have a head coach scowl to him that I really like.
He's got that atypical Raiders feel.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
and I think if they're smart, they'll let him roll.
I mean, I feel like unless he bombs out. They learned a lesson.
They had to have learned
a lesson from the last time they let an interim coach go. That you just hire him. You go with it. If the locker room likes him and you realize that most of the locker room is going to be back next year, you just hire the guy because you can always fire him if he fails. But you have to if the locker room likes it and he's been around now, it'll be like a 12-game sample size.
Yep.
As long as he's
winning
and he's won two, right?
Yep.
Won two in a row. Yeah, I like that.
I think they'll keep him. I think if he does really well, they'll sign him on.
I mean, it sounds good. It's kind of one of those things where if you're the Raiders, you gotta ask yourself: are we gonna find a better coach? We've never hired the right coach.
Right.
It's been so many years
and
since the Raiders have hired the right coach. The last good coach they had was John Gruden the first time.
Yes.
And that was 30 years ago.
Rich Gannon.
Wasn't a head coach.
No.
Rich Gannon wasn't. Oh.
No, as a player.
They had a very good, but it's been a long time since the Raiders have been have hired the right guy and have been on the right track. So, yeah, no, I.
A lot of stuff. Bills fired their OC.
That's right. Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They lost again, didn't they?
Against Denver.
Yeah. Oofed.
But Denver now, in the last, they beat.
Denver is as hot as the Minnesota Vikings, by the way.
Yeah.
We're
playing them, I believe.
It's coming up soon. If it's not this one, it's coming up soon.
It's I think it's this weekend.
Hey,
yep,
hey.
Yep, it is.
You get Justin Jefferson back, pretty sure.
Maybe.
Maybe limping out there. My fantasy team says no, but I mean, I'm rooting for it. But yeah. No, that was the they look better.
Remember,
Russell Wilson looks.
Your Packers lost to him too.
Who? What
Broncos?
Team are you speaking of? Yeah, no, the Packers are terrible. Packers are losing to everybody. They should. They should continue to try real hard to not win some games and really make their team for next year. Can we?
Do you think? So far, do you think Love's coming back?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Of course, he's signed for next year. So he's the starting quarterback.
So he's going to start next year.
Yes. Yeah. Because unless you can replace him in the draft, I mean, that's the right position. If you find yourself and you've got a top seven pick and you have a chance to draft your quarterback next year, whoever it is, you can afford to put him on the roster next year because you've got Jordan Love. Yes, because you get Jordan Love for one more year and a rookie quarterback on a rookie scale. Yes. And absolutely. You can roll next year with options. And at this point, there's nothing Jordan Love has done that tells me we shouldn't be looking for a replacement for him. You know, like he hasn't had that two game in a row where you say, oh yeah, there it is. That's the, no, every game I watch from him, he does. And I watched these.
So is that coaching or is that him?
That's him. I mean, either the coaching is wrong. Well, the coaches also coached Aaron Rodgers, and they coached him just fine.
Yeah, that's so. But let's get one thing straight. Nobody coached Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback for that team, and
we've talked about that before. How much Aaron? We were listening to because I watched the Jets,
mm-hmm.
and which is a dumpster fire.
Yeah, it's a fun.
But they're
to
like,
watch.
Well, would Aaron Rodgers in that same position be better? Yes. Why? Because he covers up flaws.
Yes.
So I think he covered up a lot of flaws. Mm-hmm. Now
it's probably
looking like it.
maybe that is, that team went from being two, three years ago best coaching staff in football, right? Like best offensive scheme, best offensive everything, to now middle of the road, right? Like
barely
B grade,
not even
maybe not. They
C, C's average.
Skill wise, they don't have the players to tell me if their scheme is still good, but it feels like they need a fresh something, right? Like. And I guess if they're going to run the same offense next year, they could have the same Jordan Love next year. But no, I think
changes are going to happen.
I think you're going to have to start looking real hard at who are the quarterbacks at the top of this draft, because we were just doing off air how many wins the Packers might squeeze out of this.
Maybe six, seven total.
They might get to 6 or 7 wins. Hopefully they don't. Hopefully they hover right around 3-14, and we just start all over. I do love it. I've never in my life seen the Packers start over.
Yeah, because you guys have been super lucky.
Consistent.
Lucky.
I mean, is it lucky?
How many teams have had a Hall of Fame quarterback?
I will ask you this. I mean, lots
back to back.
Most teams have had a Hall of Fame quarterback at this point.
But to get them.
The Packers have a couple, but here's the thing.
Maybe.
Is it luck that they traded a first-round pick for Brett Favre?
It's always luck.
It's not luck because they knew that he was worth the trade. They traded a first-round pick for a guy who was a second-round pick to get Brett Favre, and he was fantastic. Is it luck that they ran into Aaron Rodgers at the 23rd pick? Maybe, but I remember watching that.
We're not going to call it luck.
Yes.
Lightning can't strike three times in the same spot.
And it hasn't. It clearly has not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes. 31 years, you guys are really spoiled.
Yeah.
You know, it's... I mean, look at any other. I mean, okay, let's take first round quarterbacks. We got time. Bryce Young, how's he looking? Horrible.
Yeah, C minus. Yeah. CJ Stroud looks amazing, by the way. CJ Stroud looks like the MVP
of
the league.
You know, everybody's quick to judge. Oh, because like Bryce Young, hey, dude, he's a rookie. He progresses differently than, you know, each person progresses differently at the speed. C.J. Stroud is, A, picking it up really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he's a man.
C.J. Stroud is also playing for a much better franchise. Somehow the Houston Texans have drafted
so
much better.
Coaching.
The right coach. The thing is, both those teams have replaced their coaches this year. But yeah, Carolina was...
Some replaced it every year.
Carolina is just... I've watched a couple
they're
of those.
Just, I saw that Reich? Yeah.
Frank Reich, yeah.
He's going back to clawing the offensive plays now.
Makes sense. That was why he got. That's why he was good at his job to begin with. Was being an offensive coach. C.J. Stroud looks great.
Yeah. Well, look at Josh Allen.
I mean, I would take Josh Allen over.
You know, when Dable was there as our OC,
mm-hmm.
3 years ago?
Yes.
Josh Allen, the great.
True.
You know?
Go. And now, what's funny is now Brian Daboll, who was their coach, looks like he could get fired anytime. It's an amazing league that we have where last year, Brian Daboll was the coach of the year.
Yeah.
And Daniel Jones was
It's so funny how everybody just turns on a dime.
And all of a sudden, that guy, same thing. It's like, now we can fire that guy.
It's a dumpster fire there.
We went from last year, Kevin O'Connell as the coach of the Vikings was a revelation.
Yep.
To a disappointing playoff loss to this year, terrible.
The first three games, he's not, not even a
We were so excited about the number one pick, Caleb Williams at the Vikings, trying to figure out
a way. But now I think there's a possibility we've found our guy.
I'll ask you as a Vikings fan.
Yep.
How many games does he have to play like that before you say, no more Kirk Cousins, we're getting a Josh Dobbs?
I think no matter what, we're still having Josh Dobbs.
Josh Dobbs or Kirk Cousins? You think Dobbs is back and Cousins is gone now?
No.
You're going to get both? Yeah. You're going to have Josh Dobbs and Kirk Cousins on that team next year?
They will. Training camp? They're going to have both of them. They're going to go, okay, who's compete?
I don't think that math adds up. I don't feel like that. I think you got to pick one or the other. I think that's one of those, as a GM, you got to walk. That's one of those decisive moments for a GM.
Who do you take, though?
Josh Dobbs. Absolutely. You take the younger guy. You take the cheaper guy. You take the healthier guy. You take the guy who,
I understand what you thought.
With
and
two
I love
good
that thinking,
legs, absolutely. Yeah,
I love your thinking. Mm. But it ain't gonna. I mean, they're gonna bring back Kirk unless another team really. I mean, we might sign him for a year or something or an extension, and then trade him.
You're telling me that Josh Dobbs makes the playoffs because at this point the Vikings are a playoff team. They might not going to get the same record as last year, but they're a playoff team. And you're going to let them go and not be the starter?
No, you could keep them both.
And then two-thirds of the way through the year, you're just going to be like, well, Kirk Cousins is healthy now. Get out there.
It'll be in the offseason. I'm not arguing with you.
Because I feel like you have an opportunity at that point to reset your quarterback room. You can have Josh Dobbs, and you can still get a rookie.
Yeah.
And you can, so if he's not great, like Baker Mayfield, if he turns into just some guy, you've got a plan.
It'll completely depend on what the rest of the games go.
Sure.
You know, if he wins half of them, he's a backup.
Sure. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah.
You know, then you bring back Kurt. If we get in the playoffs and he's looking like a stud that he has
so far. If he wins a playoff game, which is something Kirk Cousins didn't do last year.
Right. Yeah. Then it becomes a really fun offseason.
Gosh. Then we get to rank. Where does Josh Dobbs rank? Is he finally higher than Brad Johnson and Christian Ponder and Joe Webb?
I almost swore again.
I know. I'm going to say
it's
that.
It's like Christian Ponder.
Every time.
We don't have a lot of time.
We don't have a lot of time. We were going to do some songs. We we had this whole list of music we were going to talk about.
Less than 45 seconds left, buddy.
Oh, man. See, what else sports-wise? That's it.
That's pretty much it.
Absolutely everything else.
I mean,
the Vikings play
Denver.
Denver. Denver looks better.
Yep.
The Packers play the... I had that up for just a
Chargers.
Moment. Chargers. And... I don't know. I'm rooting for them to lose. I'm just continually lose, even though they're all healthy and back again.
Yeah. 15 seconds, buddy.
Thanks, everybody. This has been an awesome, awesome day. Best show ever. DRT's been great. Have a wonderful weekend. You should catch us online or just about anywhere else. Bye.